is the saga of Big Willie and the Twins by Sinner. Chapter 1. Desiree and Donna join the class. Devin Williams, Big Willie to his friends and his girlfriends, was the man. He would strut around town with his twins, one on each arm, and everybody, all the little old ladies and several young jocks would look at them. Some would smile, others not. And one day, one lady actually covered her eyes when they passed by. He'd often wondered if it was because he had an 18-year-old darling on each arm. But no, one day, one of these little old ladies whispered something into Big Willie's ear. He was a little reluctant to have this woman come close to him, because she had winked and licked her lips when their eyes had first met. And what she did next, he had never quite managed to forget. She smiled and apologized again for last year's incident, and so Big Willie had relented and stopped to hear what she had to say. However, when she got closer, she just slipped her tongue into Big Willie's ear and used her hand accidentally to hit him on the groin while fondling his ass with the other hand. He couldn't believe that she had caught him twice like that. One would think that she'd grown up a bit since last year. Still bold, thought Big Willie, when he'd calmed down a bit and had time to reflect on what the woman had said before she assaulted him for the second time in public. What will the twins think? He was going to give this shameless hussy of a woman a piece of his mind, for appearance's sake, of course, since he really didn't mind being fondled, though not in front of the honeys on his arm. But then he reflected that he'd always liked confidence in a woman, even though this one was the wrong side of 45. He'd have to look into older women in the future. If he ever broke up with his current leading lady, who, now that he thought about it, was an older woman. Anyway, this woman had said that though she couldn't speak for the young jocks who were watching them intently, the reason why women looked at him so much was because he was sporting the biggest package that any of these ladies had ever seen on a man. They had seen similar stands on stallions, this being the country and all, but never on a human. It was then that Big Willie figured out why his friends called him Big Willie. He thought that it was because he had a good job. And then, it was then that it occurred to him why he had no problem attracting teenage girls, even though he was pushing 32. The Tennyson twins, though his worst case, were not his first, he reflected, as he went to pull them off the hussy who they were busy beating down in the parking lot with their shopping bags. You know, it should be said that although his name sounded like he was a pimp in one of those horrible 1970s black exploitation flicks, Big Willie tried to live a decent life before he met those twins. Of course, no one's perfect. He admitted his flaws readily. A little too readily, some people thought, but there you have it. It takes all types to make the world, and to each his own, and all that other cliché stuff that explains how other people explained how Big Willie felt. He knew that he had a weakness for all the fine young honeys that tripped across the campus every single day. I mean, he couldn't hide it, not with being hung like a stallion and all that. But although he would have said that they were cute, he'd never met one whom he'd wanted to take home yet. That, and what his girlfriend Miss Pearl would do to him if he did, were just far too scary to contemplate. Well, that was until the day that the Tennyson twins joined his class in the middle of the semester. There was obviously some sort of story there, but Big Willie did not want to know. Now, these young ladies were beautiful. Whew! Man, they were fine. Just looking at these two honeys made everybody feel good. The only problem was that they knew how fine they were. And they knew it, and they were prepared to use it to get what they wanted in life. They teased everybody with their tight little skirts and midriff blouses, the sort of clothes that stopped just short of being nasty. They would sit in the front row of Big Willie's class and cut their 10. You know what I mean? Those little skirts would ride up, and all you would see would be miles and miles and miles of long, luscious, well-turned, beautiful legs. And Big Willie wanted to tug on the chain hanging from Desiree's navel, and he was sure that Donna wore nipple rings. Man, damn. Yes, sirree. Those girls were teases. They teased all the boys, and they teased the girls too. They even teased the man, Big Willie himself. He would never forget the day when Desiree complained after she and her sister had both failed one of his pop quizzes that his testes were just too hard. The entire class had laughed, and Big Willie thought, not for the first time since he'd met those girls, that it was a good thing that he was a black man, so that no one could see him blushing. It got to be so bad that he couldn't even stand up in class to teach anymore. Now, that was pathetic enough, but when Big Willie caught himself dreaming about the Tennyson twins at night, and especially after he had to make the smoothest of saves, when he called his girlfriend both Desiree and Donna during his orgasm. Remember, her name was Pearl. He knew that he was in actual trouble. Miss Pearl might believe once that she blew his mind so much that he had lost his identity completely and forgot her name as well as his own. But he was afraid that he'd end up calling the girls' names in his sleep. And what would she think then? She would kill him, that was a certainty. And what was even more sure was that he was tired of being afraid of Miss Pearl. So, before he lost his leading lady, or his life, or his license to teach, and especially before he ended up in prison, he decided to take things in hand, so to speak. The next day, he asked the girl's mother to come in to a parent-teacher's conference so that he could discuss with her how she was going to control her daughters so that they would no longer be a menace to the other students. Sadly, when she walked in, all thoughts of Miss Pearl and the twins left his mind. Oddly enough, he managed to spare a thought for the little old lady who had given him such sage advice before. He had to smile at the irony, because Mrs. Tennyson was nothing like her. And yet she was. You see, when she walked into his office, Big Willie could see clearly where her girls got that whole sexy man-eating thing from. She looked like a slightly older version of her girls, but she also had that strict little librarian thing going on, and Big Willie nearly creamed his pants thinking about that. "How may I help you, Mr. Williams?" she asked. Damn, even her voice was sexy. And what was that accent? Jamaican? Several ideas about how she could help him went through Big Willie's head, and nearly caused his erection to explode. He wanted this woman naked and on her knees and on his desk. He wanted to gaze into the heart of that heart-shaped bottom and eat her out. He wanted to stuff her muff with his giant plug. He wanted to bounce those big boobies and nibble and suck them until she screamed. He wanted to charm her with a snake between his legs and feed his own thick magic mushroom down her throat. He wanted to do all that and more. But all he said was, "I wanted to speak with you about Desiree and Donna. I'm having a bit of problem with them. Please have a seat, Mrs. Tennyson." The twins' mama's eyebrows went up toward her hairline, and her mouth pouted a little. Big Willie wanted to kiss her, but he managed not to. The woman sighed. "So, I was right in thinking that your intentions when you called me in were to get me to persuade the girls to tone it down a bit. Of course, you're not going to admit that you're attracted to them too, just that they're disruptive in class. And I can predict that now that you've seen me and had your instant erection, because as sensual as my girls are now at 18, I am so much more at 39. You've decided that I'm going to have to persuade you to allow them to stay in your class so that they can graduate. Do you want me on my knees or over your desk, Mr. Williamson? Or are you the sort who wants me to call you some pimp name like Mr. Willie? No, Big Willie. As you sit back in your teacher's chair and allow me to please you with my mouth. And, of course, you will adjust your gradebook according to how well I satisfy you. This has happened before, Mr. Williams. I know the drill." She finished tiredly. Big Willie had to sit down to hide himself. But Mrs. Tennyson's amused expression suggested that they both knew what she was doing to him. It was then that Big Willie wondered at the whispers about why the twins had left their last school in the middle of the semester. He wondered, too, where Big Daddy Tennyson was if his missus had to take care of things like this on a regular basis. For unless this woman was a mind reader, and to be sure she looked as if she could do anything that she damn well pleased, it was obvious that this kind of thing had happened before. Many times before. At least 3 times before, if the scenarios that she had just painted for him were based on any kind of reality. Then Big Willie made a decision that would change his life forever. He couldn't believe that he was doing it. But as I've said, he really was a decent chap despite his name. And despite the fact that he had an eye for the ladies, and even despite the size of his package. "No, Mrs. Tennyson, I don't need you to do anything for me today. I really do want to talk with you about your daughters. They're smart girls, but they're headed down the wrong path. It's clear to me that they need some discipline. Where's their daddy in all of this?" He couldn't be sure if the tentative tone in his voice was because he was telling this woman that she wasn't raising her children right, or if he was hoping that there was no Big Daddy Tennyson in her life. I left their father in Jamaica when I moved here with them 4 years ago. He was a no-good layabout who was drinking and gambling away our money. I'm divorced, Mr. Williamson. My girls don't have a father. So I suppose they get attention from men wherever they can. I have spoken to them about it, but it seems as if I need to get a little tougher with them. I think I'm going to give each of them a really good spanking when I get home. Those two fleshy backsides won't be able to sit down for a month. I promise you that. Big Willie really did cream his pants when he heard that. The images that flashed through his mind of this beautiful librarian lookalike castigating those two supple, plump, well-rounded, comely backsides that would be framed, he imagined, in those indecent little skirts that they always wore, were just too much for him. He almost begged her to allow him to watch, but he was distracted first by the thought about whether those girls actually wore underwear under those skirts, and then second, by his second orgasm. What a mess this situation was turning out to be. Well, that was 3 months ago, and now Big Willie has assumed some sort of parenting role in the Tennyson twins' lives. He escorts them everywhere now. To the library, to their tutors' homes, to their sporting activities, and to church with their mother. Indeed, they were on their way to buy a nice Mother's Day gift for her when that little old lady had come over and licked Big Willie's ear and touched his package. The girls were offended when she did that, and they had chased her off, hitting at her with their shopping bags. They had their mama's back, even though she had taken to spanking them if they didn't keep their grades up and present themselves like intelligent young women to the rest of the world. For after all, only dirty-minded people would think that they were Big Willie's honeys, and not just his stepdaughters on a shopping expedition with their new daddy.